Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Recently, a federal judge ruled in our favor in the Scott Lively case, finding that he had no jurisdiction to hear the matter because the Supreme Court had already spoken way back in 2013. But now, as a result of what he put in there, this unnecessary, vitriolic, frankly defamatory language, we've actually asked a federal court of appeals to strike this defamatory aspect of his opinion. We'll talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, this is a very unusual situation. It's the only time in our history of Liberty Counsel in which we have made a very unusual decision to appeal a case in which we won. But there are court precedents all over the country for this, and that is this. Even though you are the winner, which typically doesn't allow you to appeal a case, if a judge ultimately includes prejudicial, unnecessary language or statements or findings that are not part of the disposition of the case, then you can ask a federal court of appeals to strike that language. And in this particular case, the judge reached the right decision in 2017, which he should have reached in 2013, frankly. But he chose instead to belabor several years of litigation and literally thousands and thousands of hours and thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars of cost to put us through this whole mess to come back to where he should have been in 2013. Namely, he doesn't have jurisdiction.
Yeah, and I think he was clearly trying to keep this case alive because, as we've discussed for years now in this case, the process is the punishment. The very fact that he was able to force Scott Lively to continue and to use the services of Liberty Counsel to rack up, you know, $1 million effectively in debt when you look at how much it would cost in terms of attorney's fees. So this judge knew exactly what he was doing. He has made no bones about the fact that he is a judicial activist. He has even publicly admitted that his position on the court is to affect cultural change, paraphrasing. And so then these were
He says that judges are the unelected, these individual judges like him, these are the unelected purveyors of humanity. These are the people who are going to download their wisdom to humanity.
But I thought a judge was supposed to be neutral.
The unelected legislators of mankind is the actual word.
Which is exactly what judges are not, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, in 2013, we asked the court to dismiss because the U.S. Supreme Court issued a decision saying that you can't use this federal law to allow a foreign citizen to come into the United States to sue a U.S. citizen in the United States for some alleged violation of foreign law. Case closed, unanimous decision by the Supreme Court in 2013. Case after case after case was dismissed around the country in which they were different cases, but trying to do something similar, except for one, our case. The legislator of all mankind was the judge on our case, in his own words, as someone who's very pro-LGBT in terms of his actions. And so he took us through from 2013 to 2017. All this litigation we had to go through, $100,000 alone in cost, six figures that we had to spend, Liberty Counsel did, just in the cost, not the hours, but just the cost, the hard out-of-pocket cost, and that's not counting salaries, that's just out-of-pocket cost, depositions and things like that. So he circled back around 2017, and he ultimately concluded what he should have done in 2013 after he had put us through the punishment of this litigation. Then he says, oh, I don't have jurisdiction. All right, case closed. But what the court then did was put into this opinion all kinds of rhetoric, saying that Scott Lively violated international law, stating that he was a bigot, that he was a crackpot, that blah, blah, blah. He goes on and
used words like pathetic, ludicrous, abhorrent,
yeah,
just ad hominem attacks, just personal attacks.
And so the case law is very clear, especially here. When a court says, I don't have jurisdiction, end of the case, period. Put a period at it. Nothing else is said. You can't come in and make findings. You can't find that he violated international law. You can't use this as your personal rant. And that's what the judge did. So now we have asked a court of appeals to strike that prejudicial, unnecessary language that was not necessary to the disposition of the case. And so this is a very rare situation. That's why we've never had something like this happen like this in the history of Liberty Counsel. But there's precedent for this to happen. Judges can't just simply throw in all of their personal vendetta into a case in which it has no relevance to the outcome of the case, especially when the conclusion is, I don't have jurisdiction to even hear the case.
Yeah.
Because the Supreme Court's already spoken. You can't use this law to even enter the doors of my court.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. The language that he uses, it reads like a poorly written editorial in the Huffington Post. I mean, it's just pathetic to use his own language. The amazing thing to me was he doesn't even attempt to support any of this ad hominem, slanderous and libelous attacks on Scott Lively with he doesn't use facts, he doesn't use evidence, he doesn't support it with anything tethered to reality or anything in the case. He just basically takes the empty talking points of Smug and of this George Soros affiliated group out of New York on 666 Broadway. I kid you not, that's the street. He just takes their language and basically applies it. And so he gives an extraneous opinion that he's not supposed to do, but it's not even related to the facts or the evidence or
right.
anything that really had anything to do with
it. In fact, if he had read the facts, they cannot support what he just said, because Scott Lively went to Uganda only three times. 2002, he went twice. 2009, he went once. And Uganda already had a long history of laws regarding homosexuality. In fact, one of the laws or proposals was to have the death penalty for homosexuality. Scott Lively did not support that. He was invited there to go by people in Uganda, and he opposed that particular penalty. So rather than actually being extreme, like the judge paints him to be, he actually tried to moderate some of the laws. He is a pastor. He loves the Lord. He has written about and spoken about the issue of human sexuality, particularly the whole LGBT agenda. He has come under attack. Physical violence has come against those like him. And this judge did not have the evidence. I mean, we got 40,000 pages of documents, and none of the allegations of Smug had any basis at all. And those are all rebutted in this litigation. But having reached the question that I don't have jurisdiction, in other words, this case cannot be heard in my court. That's what that means. I don't have jurisdiction. It's like filing a maritime case, a at-sea case, in a non-maritime court. You can't do that. There are certain courts for that. If the court finds that I don't have jurisdiction, then that's the only finding the court can reach. The court cannot go into even the merits, even if what the judge says on the issue is right, because you can't even get to that point. And so he found that he doesn't have jurisdiction, which is true. The Supreme Court already spoke, 2013. You can't use this alien tort statute to file suit against a U.S. citizen by a foreign citizen alleging international law. Case over. So as much as he has his own personal opinion, he's entitled to it, but he's not entitled to throw that into an opinion, reach a conclusion, find that he actually violated international law. I mean, we're talking about internet. Give me a break. That crimes against humanity, that vague, undefined, whatever law that is, was violated because somebody spoke about LGBT? Give me a break. I mean, this is outrageous. And that's why, Matt, we have asked the Court of Appeals to strike this case.
Well, this was just his final opportunity, and as a parting shot, abuse his position on the court once again by issuing this libelous decision. So it cannot stand, because now this is floating out there with all these personal libelous
and defamatory. Yeah, and that's why we filed the appeal to strike it.
Yeah.
So we'll keep you informed. We had a great win, but we're not going to stand by and let somebody libel and defame our client when they have no right to do so. People are entitled to their opinion, but they can't abuse it. And this is unbecoming of a court to do what this particular court did. We'll continue to keep you informed. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counsel in your prayers, and in your financial support, particularly in this and many other cases that we are litigating around the country.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel. Visit lc.org.